Hi, I'm Coral Gregory, and I'd like to tell you that truth is always stranger than fiction, and history is written by the winners. Don't forget all those who lost the fight, yet were proven right. This is an endless journey, and we're running out of time. Join us in the experiment to a new awakening. Get ready for your tomorrow today. And now, welcome to the experiment, where you will be taken to where it all began. Come along for the adventure and the thrill. It's not for the faint of heart. Your reality just may be shattered. Live and learn as we head down the path of freedom that is truth. The truth may not set you free, but at least you'll know who your captors are. And now, my husband, your host, David Gregory.
Take the first step on the journey for truth. It may change your perception of reality and bring a better understanding of the real events that led us to where we stand now. Come along for the ride. You may never want to return. CIA, UFOs, JFK, Sumerians, Earth Chronicles, Anunnaki, Nibiru, affairs of the gods with small g, and men running out of time. It is what it is, was what it was. It's a new day, screw it, grab the moment with Dave Gregory and ponder tomorrow before you become another piece of the puzzle. Godlike as us, paraphrasing that's a familiar quote, a quote in the Bible. All the original religions of the earth have taken these tablets that were written, and they've gleaned information from them and have written their manuscripts according to what they wanted the followers to adhere to. A little bit about their pyramids. Now, the great pyramids in Egypt were much older than the ones that were followed after the Nibiruans left. The Egyptians built some of the pyramids of their own, but they were nowhere as sophisticated as the ones that were built by the Nibiruans. And they were not just pyramids for burying people, they're royalty. They were pyramids were made for beacon towers. They were made for generating electricity, power. They were situated on the grid lines of the planet. So, the magnetic lines of the planet, which along with the development, they had crystals which were able to convert the magnetism. It's much like a battery. They had crystals that could convert this into electrical energy, and they made their power source that way. One story is that Mardu, I call him Marduk, but I think it's Mardu, Mardu. He became so upset. He was a royalty. He had royalty, a Nibiruan father, and his mother was a human. Later, this is after time. They spent, as I mentioned before, like half a million years at least on Earth. And Marduk was one of the offsprings who was fathered by the demigod, because his father was of the god line, blood god line. and his mother was human. But he lived quite a long time. But the thing is, he was very annoyed. The Nibiruans would name the planets and the universe and around our solar system. They would name them after their titles, after their own people, so that they would be considered gods. So Marduk was upset that he hadn't gotten his planet named after him because he was a god with a small g. Of course, he didn't refer that to himself, but he didn't get a god planet named after him, and he was continually trying to con, trying to orchestrate different events in order to get this privilege handed to him. Eventually it was, but at some point in time it created much turmoil. He actually destroyed the electrical complex on one of the pyramids, one of the big three pyramids. That was the power plant. He removed the crystals, and there are some indications that when they sent cameras into some of the small fixtures and it said, look what was going on in the pyramid, other than you know what, for the one that was for the power grid, they could saw drawings which could be related to our version of schematics for electrical energy to be sourced. And this also had to do with running water. So running water, crystals, and the magnetism of the earth. These pyramids were all over the world, not just in Egypt. As they've discovered, there's forms of pyramids in South America. They've even discovered with the ice melting in Antarctica that their pyramids were buried under the ice in Antarctica. And when Columbus came to discover America, North America, the new land, there's a lot of people don't know this, but there he actually had maps that showed where it should be. And these maps, it is said they actually came from the Anunnaki, their offsprings, who handed them down and got into the hands. And even after, Antarctica is melting today, and these maps showed the outlines of what Antarctica looked prior to the deep freeze that occurred that covered it with hundreds of feet of ice. So the only way that could have been achieved is, of course, if there had been alien to us, some civilization that used space and that was able to travel and land on Earth and draw out the maps for Earth. And an interesting thing is the idea that the devil, Enki sometimes is might be perceived as the devil because he was in Africa. And instead of saying Africa, when they spoke about Enki, they referred to his location, which was, they use a term down under. And they were referring to location on the globe, the Earth sphere. And of course, Africa is down on the bottom side of the globe. And this narrative, it appears to me, just became the designation somewhat of a evil demon of some sort, because he was down under and he didn't obey the rules of the Lord Enal. So they had a falling out. And this is where the devil came from, in my opinion. It's ironic. And the biggest lie told is that when Enki landed with his astronauts, and they stopped off, they got off their spaceship, the first thing that they discovered was a snake. And a snake is something they didn't have on Nibiru. They didn't have any snakes that were native to their planet, but they were here. And Enki actually got the snake and decided he was going to use it, being a man of a scholar, a doctor. Him and his wife was a bioscientist, biological scientist, someone who specialized in, you know, they made life in test tube. And there, Enki used the sign of the snake curled around the staff, what basically is the doctor insignia for today, that we use today. And therefore, the biggest con job of them all is that the man and his wife who created humanity has been portrayed by Enel, and the one who wanted to get rid of humanity, the Lord of the Earth, Enel, as the devil. And actually, he's the one that created us. The Enki and his wife created mankind. But truth be told, it was for to be slaves for their ventures and on this planet. So whether or not they return, who knows? And as I mentioned before, they had a lot of different things going on. The books of Zachariah Sitchin, there are 9 or 10 of them that cover this 10-year period. And if I can find them again, I will read them. I will read their titles to you. And hopefully I can. Where'd you go? Where did you go, Audible? I had the books on Audible. I get most of my books on Audible because my eyes are not as good as they used to be. My eyes tire more quickly than they used to be. So there we go. Audio books. Okay. Book one of the Zachariah Sitchin's Earth Chronicle is the 12th planet. And as I said before, I didn't actually outline it, but Nibiru is on a elliptical orbit around our sun. When it's way out, and I will not be able to pronounce it now. I don't have it, but way out there is Pleiades. Pleiades, the area of the stars. And then when it comes by, it goes right by our planet, right over the top. And that's why it's really a major event that over the millennials hasn't always been too good for the planet. And as I said before, on one occasion, it created a deluge in the first part of this on Nibiru. So the 12th planet, and that's is book one. There's also a couple other books that book two, though, that aren't in the Earth Chronicles per se, is The Stairway to Heaven. And book three is The Wars of Gods and Men. Let's see. And one that's, this is a really a good book, and this is this, the book, The Lost Book of Enki. It's not one of the Earth Chronicles, but it's the memoirs and prophecies of Enki. And it's a real good book. So it's one I would recommend. And I don't know what one I left off on. They're not in order, but book seven is The End of Days, Armageddon and Prophecies of the Return. Book seven of the Earth Chronicles. Book four is The Lost Realms, which shows the it speaks of pyramid type discoveries made in South America with the Mayans and Incas. They have there goes our alarm clock or clock in our office. So that's book four. The Cosmic Code is book six. And book five is When Time Began. So these are all good reads, and there are some ones he actually wrote one more, which I wasn't even aware of. I just came across the Ancient Alien Agenda, Aliens and UFOs from the Area 51 Archives.